Hey, you know how Black Friday sales are the best savings of the year? Well, what if we told you Wayfair's bringing Black Friday to July? That's right. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is Black Friday in July. And it's on its way. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, way more doorbuster deals on top products and 24-hour surprise flash deals. Oh, and did we mention free shipping on everything? Everything. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer and the best time to make your home even more you. But it only lasts 5 days, so don't miss out. Mark your calendars, then head to Wayfair for up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the summer. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale, July 24th through 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
In the heart of Camp Pendleton, where the ocean kisses the sand and the horizon meets the sky, there's the heart of Pendleton. Back in the early 2000s, I was a Marine, a military police officer. My duty was to protect the vast and sprawling base from any threat, which usually is just ourselves, drunk for the most part, breaking up fights or issues with cheating housewives or abusive husbands, half of the time involving alcohol. On a typical weekend, I'd be watching waves at the oceanside beach or cracking open a cold one with the guys. But this weekend was different. The duty roster had other plans for me. A full 24-hour shift. The sun had set, casting the world in a soft purple hue, and the base was quieter than usual, save for the distant hum of generators and the occasional bark of a sentry dog. I patrolled the perimeter, my eyes scanning the horizon, my mind wandering on the world beyond the wire. My thoughts were interrupted by a peculiar sight in the distance. Off the beaten path, something moved in the shadows, a flutter of white against the darkened desert. Curiosity piqued, so I steered my Humvee off the asphalt, tires crunching over gravel and rocks. The vehicle's headlights carved a path through the gloom, throwing eerie shadows across the landscape. I had seen my fair share of wildlife out here, coyotes, snakes, even the occasional bobcat. But this was something new. Something unsettling. This creature emerged from the shadows, its skin almost glowing in the moonlight. It was tall and lanky, hunched over like it bore the weight of the world on its shoulders. Its limbs were too long, its movements unnatural, as if it were fighting against the very laws of physics that governed the rest of the world. My hand hovered over the radio, my heart hammering in my chest. I had never seen anything like this, not even in the most far-fetched tales of my fellow Marines. The creature paused, as if sensing my presence, and turned its grotesque, almost human-like face towards me. The eyes were the worst part. They were empty, like two black holes in the fabric of reality. My hand tightened on the steering wheel, knuckles white with fear. I swallowed and stepped outside. The creature began then the charge, its speed shocking, a blur of white in the dust. My training kicked in, my hand reaching for my sidearm, the cold steel offering a semblance of comfort in the face of the unexplained. But before I could even unholster it, the creature was upon me, its claws ripping through my vest with a sound that was more metallic screech than flesh tearing. I fired, the gunshot echoing through the desert like a thunderclap. The creature shrieked, a sound so piercing it was like a knife to the ears, and then it was gone, vanishing into the dusty night like a mirage. The world around me spun, my eyes watering, my ears ringing. I looked down to find 4 deep gashes in my Kevlar, blood seeping through like ink in the water. I stumbled to the Humvee, my knees trembling. I took a deep breath of the cold desert air, trying to calm the storm raging within me. What had I just seen? Was it real? Or was it a product of this exhausted, overworked mind? I had no answers. Only the cold metal of my pistol and the ache in my chest where the creature's claws had grazed my flesh. The night had gone from mundane to a scene out of a nightmare, and I had no idea how to make sense of it. All I knew was that I had to radio this in, get backup, and somehow explain the impossible. The desert was never going to be the same again. With shaking hands, I fumbled for the radio. The static crackled in the quiet, punctuated only by my ragged breathing. I called for backup, my voice shaking with fear and adrenaline. The words tumbled out of my mouth, a jumbled mess of panic and confusion. The radio squawked back at me, the voice on the other end demanding clarity. I took a deep breath, trying to compose myself. I described the creature as best that I could, the way it had moved, the sound it had made. The voice on the other end was skeptical, but I heard the beep of them logging the call, the distant promise of help on the way. I waited, the engine of the Humvee idling, the headlights cutting through the darkness. The dust began to settle, revealing the tracks of the creature leading into the desert. The air was thick with tension, the kind that makes your hair stand on end. Every creak and rustle in the distance had me on edge, my hand resting firmly on the butt of my pistol, ready to draw at a moment's notice. The minutes stretched into an eternity, each one heavier than the last, until finally, I saw the lights of the backup vehicles approaching. The cavalry arrived in a cloud of dust, the headlights blinding me momentarily. The other MPs, armed and ready for anything, piled out, their faces a mix of concern and disbelief. They found me standing by the side of the road, the blood on my vest already drying to a sticky crust. I watched as they followed the tracks, their expressions morphing from skepticism to horror as they saw the truth of my words etched into the sand. The creature was real, and it had been there. In our own backyard. The investigation that followed was a whirlwind of questions and tests. I was poked and prodded by medics, debriefed by officers, and questioned by a team from a shadowy unit I had never even heard of before. They took the vest, the shredded remnants of my courage as evidence. They combed the desert for hours, looking for any trace of the creature. But it was as if it had never even been there. The only proof of the encounter was the scar across my chest and the fear that had taken up residence into my soul. In the end, the official report called it a wild animal attack. A rare breed of coyote, they said, or a mountain lion with a taste for human flesh. But I knew better. I had seen the truth, and it haunted me every time I closed my eyes. The creature was out there, lurking in the shadows, waiting for the next unlucky soul to cross its path. And I was left with the burden of knowing that our world wasn't as simple or as safe as we had liked to think. There are things out there beyond the wire that don't belong in our reality. The base was put on high alert, but no one talked about what really happened that night. It became a whispered legend. A cautionary tale for those who ventured too far from the lights. I was given a condemnation of bravery, but it felt hollow, a band-aid over a festering wound. I continued my patrols, eyes scanning the horizon, always ready for the return of the creature that had marked me. The nights grew longer, the shadows deeper, and I couldn't shake the feeling that I was being watched. The desert had changed, and so had I, forever scarred by the creature of the Pendleton Night. The dreams began shortly after. Every night, I'd wake up in a cold sweat, the creature's shriek echoing in my ears. In the dreams, it would come for me, its twisted limbs moving in ways that defied logic, its eyes burning with the hunger that seemed to consume everything in its path. I'd fire my pistol over and over, but the bullets would just pass through, like I was fighting a ghost. I'd wake up to the sound of my own screams, the taste of dust on my tongue. The doctor prescribed sleeping pills, but that only brought a temporary...
Message and data rates may apply. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.
Rary reprieve. A few hours of numbness before the nightmare would start anew. One evening, I was called to the base's commander's office. A man in a black suit with a badge that shimmered with secrets sat across from him. He introduced himself as Agent Smith from the Office of Naval Intelligence. He had seen my report, heard the whispers, and wanted to hear my story again. His questions were precise, his gaze unyielding. I recounted the events of that fateful night, my voice steady, my hands trembling slightly. He listened without interrupting, his eyes never leaving mine. When I finished, he leaned back in his chair and steepled his fingers. "Your story is, troubling, Corporal," he said, his tone measured. "But not entirely surprising. We've had reports of anomalies in this area. Things that don't belong. We'd like to take this further off the record. Would you be willing to undergo some additional training?" His words hung in the air, heavy with unspoken implications. It was clear that he didn't believe in wild animal attacks that could tear through Kevlar with ease, or the screams that could make a man's eyes bleed. He knew something more was out there, and he wanted me on his team. I thought about it for a moment, weighing the fear against the need to protect. The creature had taken a piece of me that night, and I wanted it back. I wanted to understand, to conquer the monsters that lurked in the shadows. So I nodded, my decision made. "Yes, I'll do it," I said, my voice firm. "I'll do whatever it takes to keep this base safe." And so, my new mission began. I was reassigned to a special unit, a group of men and women who had seen things that would make the bravest of soldiers weep. We trained in the dark arts of the unexplained, learning to track and contain the most believed to be myth. I was no longer just an MP. I was a guardian of the veil that separated our world from the horrors beyond. And every night, as I ventured into the desert on base, I could feel the creature was out there, watching and also waiting. But now I had a purpose, a weapon, and a newfound resolve. This was my battlefield, and I was ready for a fight. The days turned into weeks, and weeks turned into months. And as the months turned into a year, the dreams persisted, but so did the training. I became an expert in the arcane, learning the sense, the shifts in reality that heralded the creature's presence. I studied its habits, its movements, tracks, trying to understand the mind of something that shouldn't even exist. And all the while, Agent Smith watched over us, a silent sentinel with secrets he never shared. His eyes held a knowing look, a silent acknowledgement that we were the first and last line of defense against a horror we could never truly understand. One fateful evening, the call came again. The creature had been spotted, closer on base than before. My heart raced as I grabbed my gear and sprinted to the rendezvous point. The night was alive with the buzz of anticipation, the air charged with static. We set out into the desert, a squad of soldiers armed with knowledge and determination. The tracks were fresh, the creature's trail easy to follow. As we approached the heart of its territory, the whispers grew louder, the air colder. We were in its domain now. We saw it in the distance, a pale specter in the moonlight. It was bigger than before, its eyes gleaming with a malicious intelligence. It knew we were coming for it. The creature let out a howl that seemed to shake the very earth beneath our feet. This was it, the moment of truth. I raised my weapon, my hand steady, my breathing controlled. The creature charged once again, and we opened fire. Bullets flew, and for a brief second, I thought that we had it cornered. But reality warped around it, and it vanished into the night. We had failed. The creature was out there, growing bolder, growing stronger. And as I laid in my bunk that night, the dreams returned with a ferocity I hadn't felt in years. But this time, they were different. This time, I was the one doing the chasing. And in the hazy confines of my subconscious, I swore I heard the creature whispering my name, taunting me with the promise of another encounter. The desert had claimed a piece of me, and now it was calling me back for more. The following days were a blur of patrols and training, each one a silent promise to be ready for the next time. The base was on high alert, the whispers of fear giving way to grim determination. And all the while, I studied the creature's movements, its patterns. I knew that eventually, it would make a mistake. And when it did, I'd be there, waiting. Because now, it wasn't just about protecting the base, it was personal. The creature had scarred my soul, and I intended to return the favor. The desert was a chessboard, and we were the pawns in a game that had been played out for longer than any of us could ever imagine. But I had a new strategy, one born of fear and anger. One night, the creature yet returned, drawn by the scent of my blood, the echo of my fear. I waited, crouched in the shadows, my heart hammering in my chest like a drum of war. When it finally came into view, I didn't hesitate. I stepped out, my weapon at the ready. The creature paused, and for a moment, our eyes met. It knew me, and I knew it. The air crackled with tension, the desert holding its breath. Then it lunged, its claws reaching for me. But this time, I was ready. I sidestepped and fired, my aim true. The creature's howl was cut short as it collapsed to the ground, a twisted heap of limbs. The creature's dying breath whispered across the desert, a sound that seemed to carry with it the secrets of 100 nights. I stood there, panting, my heart racing as the world around me slowly returning to normalcy. The lights at the base twinkled in the distance, a beacon of safety and order amidst the chaos. I had killed it, or at least, that's what I thought. But as I approached the body, it began to shift, to change, until all that was left was a coyote, its lifeless eyes staring up at me. The true nature of the beast had been a mask, a disguise to hide its true form from prying eyes. The creature was gone, but the nightmares remained, a constant reminder of the darkness that lurked just beyond the fence line. The bass returned to its usual rhythms, the whispers of the creature fading into the background of everyday life. But I couldn't shake the feeling that this was just the beginning. The world had opened a door to the unknown, and it wasn't going to close it without a fight. I found myself drawn to the desert at night, even on my off days, searching for any signs of any other creature's return. The other MPs thought I was crazy, patrolling the perimeter with a mix of obsession and dread. But I knew better. The creatures were still out there, biding its time, waiting for the moment when the base would let its guard down. And when that moment came, I'd be ready. The next encounter was swift and brutal. The creature had learned from our last encounter, attacking from the shadows with a ferocity that left no room for doubt. It was as if the desert itself had come alive, its sands reaching out to grab me with invisible hands. This time I was prepared. I'd studied the lore, the ancient texts that spoke of beasts that danced on the edge of reality. I knew its weaknesses, its vulnerabilities. As we fought, the creature's true form began to emerge, a twisted amalgamation of nightmare and myth. It was a thing of shadow and teeth, a creature born of fear and ancient power. The sand swirled around us, the very air seeming to crackle with the force of our struggle. And then, with a roar that seemed to shake the stars, the creature was gone. It vanished into the night, leaving behind only a scent of decay and the cold touch of the supernatural. The base was never the same after that. The higher-ups called it a victory, a success containment of an unauthorized entry. But we all know, the creature was still out there, waiting for its moment, and I knew that it was only a matter of time before it came back for me. The nights grew longer, the desert more foreboding. Each patrol was a dance with the devil, a silent waltz with the creature that had left its mark on my soul. And so, my life became a cycle of fear and anticipation, each day count down to the inevitable. The creature had become an obsession, a specter that haunted my every waking moment. I dreamt of the desert, of the endless expanse of sand and the creature that ruled it. I saw it in every shadow, heard its whispers in the wind. But amidst the fear, there was a strange kind of clarity. I knew what I had to do. I had to hunt it down, to find the source of its power and put an end to this nightmare. And so I prepared, my mind and body honed to the razor's edge. The desert was my battlefield, and the creature was my enemy. One moonless night, I followed another trail of this creature I had found, and reluctantly in the same area as before that had shouldn't even existed in the first place, a trail deeper into the wasteland, my boots crunching on the cold sand. The stars above me were the only witness to the battle that was to come. I could feel the creature's presence, a pressure in my chest that grew with every step. And then it was there, standing before me in all its twisted glory. Our eyes met, and in that moment I knew what I had to do. With a shout that echoed across the dunes, I charged. The creature met me with a snarl, its form shifting and changing as we clashed into darkness. The battle was fierce, a dance of steel and shadow. But in the end, it was I who stood triumphant, the creature's lifeblood staining the desert sand. The creature was no more, but the nightmares remained. There was a part of me now, a constant reminder of the things that lurked in the dark. I had faced the beast and lived to tell the tale. The desert had claimed a piece of me, but I had claimed a piece of it as well. And as the sun began to rise, painting the horizon with the promise of a new day, I walked back to the base, ready to face whatever the world had in store next. The desert had made me a different man, a soldier of the shadows, a guardian against the creeping tide of the unknown. The weeks that followed were a blur of debriefings and medical exams. The doctors marveled at the healed scars on my chest, the marks that had been left by the creature's claws. They said I was lucky to be alive, that there was no infection, considering myself a survivor. But it went in one ear and out the other. I was a changed man, a man who had stared into the abyss and lived to tell the tale. And the creature's whispers, though faint, continued to haunt me. A siren song that called me back to the desert. The base returned to a semblance of normalcy, the fear of the creature's presence slowly fading like a bad dream. The MPs joked about the ghost coyote, the legend of the night patrol that had taken down the unmistakable horror. I knew that there'd be more like it. More things that didn't belong in our world, slipping through the cracks of reality to threaten our lives. I had become the sentinel, the one who stood between the base and the shadows. One evening, as the sun dipped below the horizon, casting the desert into an eerie glow, I found myself drawn back to that same spot where this had all begun. The place where the creature had first revealed itself to me, where I had taken its measure and realized the extent of the danger that we had faced. I stood there, my hands resting on the butt of my pistol, and whispered a silent vow to the sands. I would not rest until the desert here was safe, until the darkness was pushed back and the base could once again breathe easy. And so my vigil continued. Each night I patrolled the perimeter, my eyes peeled for any sign of the creature's kin. I trained harder, studied more, and honed my skills until I was more than just a soldier. I was a weapon against the unknown. The whispers grew fainter, the shadows less ominous. But I knew that the creature had not been alone. There were others out there, waiting in the dark, watching us. And when they came, I'd be ready. The desert had become my home, a place both terror and triumph. I had tasted the power of the unexplained and survived, and now it was my duty to protect those who couldn't. I was the MP of the night, the keeper of the base's secrets, and the bane of the creatures that lurked in the shadows. The creature's death had been only the first battle in a war that had been raging for centuries. A war that was as old as the sands themselves. The moon waxed and waned, but my resolve remained strong. I waited, watched, and prepared. The night was now my ally, a vast canvas of darkness that held the promise of danger and discovery. And as the stars wheeled above, I knew that one day, the creature's kin would emerge, drawn by the scent of fear or the promise of a challenge. And when they did, I'd be here, ready to face them head on. For this was my mission now, my purpose, my destiny. I was the guardian of Camp Pendleton, the sentinel of the sands. And in the quiet moments before the dawn, as the desert held its breath, I swore an oath to the winds that carried the whispers of the ancients. I would not rest until the night was safe, until the darkness had been vanquished, and at the light of day could once again shine unchallenged. The creature had left its mark on me, but I had left my mark on it, a promise that I would not be the last to stand against the tide of the unnatural. As the years rolled by, my legend grew. New recruits spoke of the MP that had faced the creature of the desert and lived, of the man who had fought the unspeakable and emerged victorious. They whispered my name with a mix of awe and fear, a cautionary tale for those who dared the venture beyond the safety of the base. But I knew that the creature had not been the end, merely the beginning. The desert was vast and full of secrets, and I had only just begun to uncover them. Each patrol brought new whispers, new shadows to chase. And as the sun set on another day, I knew that the night would hold more terrors, more battles to be won. But I was ready, the scars on my chest a constant reminder of what was at stake. On one such evening, as the stars began to twinkle into existence, I stumbled upon a group of researchers, lost and unprepared for the horrors that awaited them in the night. I was about to bust them at first because I wanted to know who they were and how that they had gotten on base in the first place. But once I had radioed it in, I was told that they were legit. They were a team from a nearby university, eager to explore the mysteries of the desert, but unprepared for the reality that lurked beneath the sands. They had heard about the whispers, the same whispers that had drawn me here, and they had to come look for answers. Their fear was palpable, a scent that drew the creatures like sharks to blood in the water. I knew that I had to act fast. I gathered them to the safety of the Humvee, their eyes wide with terror and awe as I recounted my own encounters with the night's horrors. They had stumbled into a war zone, and they were the newest recruits. Together, we ventured deeper into the desert. The whispers grew louder with every passing mile. The creatures were gathering, drawn by the scent of fear and curiosity. We could feel their presence, a chill that ran down our spines. We set up camp, a circle of light in the vast sea of the darkness, and waited for the inevitable attack. The night was a symphony of horrors, a cacophony of howls and snarls that seemed to come from every direction. The creatures encircled us, taunting us with their unearthly grace. But I'd learned their ways, and I knew their weaknesses. We fought back, a ragtag group of soldiers and scholars united by fate. The researchers' panic grew into determination. Their fear turned into courage. And when the sun finally crested the horizon, we had survived, though not unscathed. Their eyes, once filled with terror, now held a newfound respect for the world that lay beyond their textbooks. They had seen the unseen, fought the unthinkable. And as they packed up their gear and left the base, I knew that their lives would never be the same. They would carry the weight of our secret with them, a burden that would shape their futures. The desert had claimed another piece of me that night, a piece I had not anticipated. I had become a teacher, a guide through the shadows. And as I watched the dust of their retreating vehicles fade into the distance, I knew that the war was far from over. There would be more whispers, more battles to fight. But now, I was not alone. I had allies, a new purpose, and a deeper understanding of the world I had sworn to protect. The night had made me more than just a soldier. It had made me a legend. And with each new dawn, I knew that I would face whatever the desert threw at me, armed with the knowledge that I had faced in the darkness and lived to tell the tale. For I was the MP of Camp Pendleton, the protector of the night, and the enemy of the unnatural.